Podcast Ranger.
Welcome one and all to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger, the show with news you can use.
Or views.
That almost rhymed.
The show of news that will hopefully get us views.
Car, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm only here for the extra extra.
Really?
Are you going to go explore some unknowns? You know, like the Pokemon?
Or Dunville?
Don't mention his origin on the show.
Dunville sounds like it could be.
Bleep that out, Anthony.
I meant the planet of Dunville.
Called Dunnies.
It's two words. Dunvyll. In fact, that's what I'm naming your planet.
Are the Denny's in Dunville called Dunnies?
There is no Denny's.
Yeah, they're Dunnies.
No, there's no Denny's.
There's no Dunnies!
There's no Starbucks. There's no Burger King. There's no Wendy's. There's, like, nothing there.
The only thing they got is, like, a TGI Mondays.
I know, last week I was walking all downtown, and I see Krispy Kreme. I'm like, oh, Garb, you're at Krispy Kreme? I don't even know what that is.
Even I know what that is, and I don't eat them.
I bought him a donut, and he was like, eh.
Nailed it. So joining us this week is our good friend, Mr. Orange Caster Noble. Say hi.
Hello.
Noble, do you enjoy not living out in the sticks?
Unless you actually live in the sticks?
It's fine. I mean, I live right next to the goddamn zoo, and it's annoying.
Okay.
That's not the
God,
sticks
you must
at
hear,
all.
You must hear animals
I'm sure there are
every
sticks in
single
it.
Night.
I'm sure there are
oh, no, that's not the worst part. The worst part is there's a goddamn train track right next to the goddamn zoo.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I've been out there. Playing.
Fucking
so
horrible.
The worst part is actually when the animals escape. Which is a constant problem at the Toronto Zoo.
Just open up the door, there's just a silverback gorilla.
I mean,
Larry.
It's Larry.
I mean, I wanted them to install electric fences, but no, that's inhumane.
Ooh.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time I expect to see, like, an animal stampede in real life, I just expect it to be, like, that shitty CGI from Jumanji.
So you expect Robin Williams to go run?
Run?
But this is the news.
Yeah, let's talk about some... Well, there's actually not that many news stories this week, so this is fine.
Then can I start off with the news?
Sure.
I saw Dawn of Justice today.
That's not news!
That is not news.
How is that not news?
That's opinion, not news!
It's only your opinion that you saw today.
We'll talk about that next week when we all see it.
My opinion is that you didn't see it. I don't have proof.
Well, I have the ticket.
That's not proof. I could Photoshop a ticket.
Did you see it? You will.
That should have been the tagline for the movie. That's perfect.
Just Batman comes out of the screen. Tell me. Did you watch it?
Did you see?
Did you like
you
it?
You will.
Did you like it? No. Well, that's the general consensus, so...
Apparently.
Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah.
First story!
News!
We talked about this last week.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, we talked about how Hurricane Blue showed Hurricane to her kid.
Oh.
Fum's pregnant
anyways.
With Ryuki's baby?
No.
You mean Kamurara Femme?
Natsuki Kato, who played Kamurara Fum in Ryuki, has announced her pregnancy.
Wait.
Good for her.
Is it actually pronounced
it's
Fum?
Fum.
Yes!
It's Fom.
I thought it was Femme.
No.
Except if you watch Decade, Dien summons her in one episode, and it clearly says Fom.
I honestly like the Dragon Knight version. Siren
also, that's
better.
How the word is pronounced, Gar.
Anyway.
As in Femme Fatale.
She's the first female writer.
Not the first, but one of them.
Anyway, so.
Yes, so Kato has revealed that she'll be due sometime this summer and asked her fans to watch over her and her family.
That's a little...
This was announced at the Kobe Fashion Show, apparently.
Good for her. How is this news?
More like...
How is that not news?
Hey, it's family stuff.
You know what? If you're a writer, you should be looking out for, you know, everyone.
We're watching... It's Magi March, so we have strong emphasis on family this month.
Fair enough. It's Easter weekend.
Kamen Rider Fom, more like Kamen Rider Mom. Nailed it.
I do believe this will be the second time I've said this today to you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's why I just...
Yeah, tell us what the other one was.
The other one was when Silvercaster made a post about something about wanting people to play League, and he's like, know your lanes.
And I was like, I know mine.
I'm like, oh!
Everyone else who's in the room was like, God damn it.
And I'm just like, what are you guys talking about? Because I was at Dawn of Justice today.
Okay.
Thanks.
Do you guys know that Gar saw Dawn of Justice?
What? What did you tell us?
What? Just wearing this shirt. That's just...
You brought two goddamn posters.
Lane ripped one. Well,
six, actually.
No, I just wanted the Batman side of the Dawn of Justice.
No, see? He actually ripped it in half when he wasn't in the room.
See, if you look here, now I post this on my wall, it's Batman Dono. And then on the other side, Dono. It's Superman for Justice.
For Justice?
That's how the Batman.
Wait. That's what I'm naming the news segment.
The Batman sounds like it could be a Sentai Six Ranger. Batman Dono.
Batman Dono.
In Japan, Batman Tai Superman.
God no.
So congratulations to Kato.
Kato, whatever. All right, next news story. We have official looks revealed for the forms being promoted at the end of the Legendary Soul Damashi specials.
What the fuck?
Heisei Damashi and Kamen Rider Ichigo Damashi.
Heisei Damashi looks awesome. What
the fuck? It's badass.
He looks like graffiti.
It's literally a recolor of Grateful with a different horn. And then
it's Kuga's horn.
Yeah, and then horns. And then they added the two little nubs on the shoulders for the last two riders. But then every other plate that's normally on Grateful is replaced with a rider emblem. So that's I think it's a pretty neat idea.
Mm-hmm.
No, to quote Evan when he saw complete form, ha 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 ha.
Oh, that was
you don't quote game. Laughter.
Yes, you do.
Fuck you. Meanwhile, Ichigo Damashi actually leaves me kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
It's literally just Ghost Ore with the face and a hood and a scarf.
It's like Kamen Rider Ichigo. The jacket is a scarf.
There's no jacket. It's just a scarf.
The jacket is a scarf.
Do you know what he looks like?
The scarf is the jacket, Itchy.
Oh.
I get that it's in place of it, but that does, I get they're going for a minimalist design because it's Ichigo, but still, that's like offensively lazy.
Do you know what he looks like?
What?
One of those old Russian ladies.
Yeah. Like, with like the bonnet on their head.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the babushka.
Baba babushka.
Babushka Damashi.
No, but honestly, like, the best kind of, like, Ichigo tribute thing I've ever seen is Gaim Ichigo Arms. Like, that was fucking cool.
At least that had effort put into it.
Yeah, a lot of effort.
So,
but, no, I honestly, like, Heisei Damashi looks awesome.
My question is, why are they both Ichigo, or why are they both Ghost?
Because he uses the icon. Now, this is what I was going to mention earlier is, the icon that accesses both these forms is actually the same icon, but it's like a double-sided, where if you put it in upside down, it's one form, and then if you flip it around, it's the other form.
So it's, fuck, it's that one shift card from Drive.
Oh yeah, Type Next Special. Type Next
Special. Yeah.
Yes, they did that with an icon. Whoa. If you watch the commercial for it, you can see how it works. There was a promotional video for the DX Kamen Rider 45 Ghost Icon on Legendary Rider Souls DVD, which comes out April 29th.
Yeah.
It's actually fine, because I hacked both these noises and the Ghost Rider.
The DVD contains all six episodes of the Legendary Rider Soul YouTube miniseries, and the exclusive 7th/final episode exclusive to this release, which features him using these two forms.
Now that is smart.
Yeah. Buy it. You get to watch all the episodes except the finale on YouTube. Then you have to buy this to get the finale.
Yes, because that's how you market.
Cocksuckers.
Marketing.
Anyway, what's next for news?
All right.
We got.
Next on the news block.
Yay.
This one scan revealed a couple of things, actually. First off, complete selection modification, Dark Kabuto Zector.
Yup.
It's literally just a repaint of the CSM Kabuto.
Well, okay. I kind of hope they fix it with this one, because with the original Dark Kabuto Zector, if you remember in the show, when he puts the Zector in the belt, it kind of has like a more kind of like lower, downplayed version. It's like when he puts it in. So I'm hoping for the CSM, they fix that.
Maybe.
And they put that sound in.
Well, I think that's the reason why they're doing that next.
Right.
And not just for cheapness.
Oh, God. If they make a Hopper Zector,
I doubt it. I really doubt that.
If anything's
getting the CSM treatment, I don't expect the Hoppers to.
If there's anything that I'm expecting from CSM quickly, it's the K-Touches.
Oh, if they did a K-Touch DN,
they released
the
DN belt for no reason.
Yeah.
Think about that. Come on. Do the math.
No, I understand. That's totally... what we talked about that when that came out.
But the only question is, are they going to release them both together or separately?
I don't know. I doubt together.
Because more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More money, more riches.
So, this Dark Kabuto CSM is being exclusively sold at the Parco Museum in Tokyo as part of the Kamen Rider 45th Exhibition Shop. It will be available on April 21st and cost 12,960 yen at release. Unknown if it's getting a premium Bandai release.
Oh, okay, so it's a show item only.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the other interesting thing that we saw on this same magazine scan is we got our first look at the Ishinomori ghost icon.
That's adorable, because he has glasses and the eyes and the freckles.
And the freckles.
Yay.
Again, I also I wonder if
the ghost used that icon, would he just get, like, Ishinomori's hair?
Probably.
That giant, poofy afro.
I wonder, would Ishinomori be proud where Kamen Rider is today? Probably not.
Probably not. He'd be like, why are they not insects? But sir,
Car Rider?
No, I take off. Just every single design afterwards is just insects again.
Oh, God, no. I just realized something. What? You should have gotten Urobuchi to fucking write for Amazons.
You have a point there, Lee.
Maybe he's secretly writing for Amazons.
You know what they should do? They should just, like, get Urobuchi, bring him back in time to when Ishinomori was making Amazon, and just...
Yes, let's do
collab.
That.
There you go. Well, the most violent fucking Rider series known to man.
What about Shin?
That'll get cancelled so fast.
That was Tim Shin! That was if Tim Burton made Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Alright.
Alright, next... Going into our Toy Story releases.
Oh, shut up and
Toy
take my
Story.
Money.
SH Figure Arts Necrom.
Sorry. Ah, green walls.
Oh, my eyes.
Oh.
Oh, and the...
You've got a tiny rotating Mega Uloader.
You know what I noticed? I'm on the shot where it's sticking straight up, and I noticed the icon isn't painted or decaled.
Yeah.
Well,
that's fine.
Well, that's for that, like... Chances are it'll only probably come with one icon. So instead of painting them differently, it could be
but
like
if
any
it,
icon.
If it only comes with one... Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
That's fine. I don't care.
It's like with the O's combo series. They didn't paint in the medals in the belt. That way you can swap every piece no matter which one.
Yeah, and you can put the hood up.
I just can't wait for once this figure comes out, someone's going to take the Spectre figure and just make Necron Spectre.
Well, you could do that with fucking the arms change or the ghost change series.
No, but Gangbeetle on Twitter, he retweets like a lot of like custom like figure arts people have made, and people have like taken off like other arms from like the Gaim figure arts and put them on other fucking things.
Sadly, this is a premium band exclusive.
Oh, is it really?
It's a Tamashii web exclusive, due for release in November. Comes with wrist replacements and an additional hood piece, priced at 48 yen.
Oh, it's gonna be like $80.
Oh. Yeah,
it's pretty though.
It sucks.
Is pretty.
Everything else,
considering I still hate that scuba face.
Everything the ghost line is all retail, and then there's this Necrom.
Yep,
Necrom's special
because he's imported from Gunma Land. Moving on.
I wish I could just.
SH Figure Arts Dark Raider, a.k.a. the Survive version of Kamen Rider Knight's Mirror Monster.
A.k.a. let's over-design everything.
It's anything, if anything,
welcome
anything
to
with
Ryuki.
Ryuki,
oh.
Gar will put his dick in it.
Yeah.
He's putting his dick in the mirror world.
So that's what happened.
That one shot of him like flying and holding onto his handlebars is pretty epic.
Because it's transforming into the Batmobile.
I know. I've seen the show.
I love this thing. It turns into the bike. Yep. And you can ride them.
Yep. So this vehicle comes out as a partner release to SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Knight Survive as an actual 2-pack Tamashii web exclusive and will cost 16,200 yen, which includes a replacement wrist, the Dark Visor, 2 versions of the Dark Blade, Advent cards, cape parts, and a Tamashii stage.
Jesus.
But if you already have the Knight Survive figure, you can buy just Dark Raider at 11,800 yen.
Which is awesome. They give you the choice.
Yeah. It will be released August 2016, and the single version includes only the Dark Visor and cape parts.
I love it.
Neat.
I love it.
Be cool if I had the effect part of him just, like, doing, like, the...
You know what I'm still waiting for?
What?
I'm still waiting for all the other mirror monsters that they haven't released yet.
Me too.
I would love to see them make just like a set of all of fucking Emperor's...
Oh, the Gigazelles?
Yes.
But you know what the worst part is?
What?
They made molds for all the mirror monsters, because when they first showed images of all the riders, yeah, they had them with their monsters.
Yeah.
Whoever's editing this, bring up a picture of all the mirror monster figure arts that they showed off but never released.
Good luck finding those images.
Challenge accepted. Already found it.
Okay.
All right. Moving on.
All right. Last bit of news for this week. Bandai Namco has announced a new mobile Kamen Rider game.
Oh, what a surprise.
Called Kamen Rider Battle Rush. Will be coming out on iOS and Android. It's like one of those side-scrolling beat-em-up style games, so it looks kind of like Rider Generation, but with a slightly higher camera angle.
SD Riders.
It is going to star riders from Heisei and Showa eras in an SD-style format. Pre-registration for the game has begun, so anyone who is interested in playing it can sign up for it.
Yay.
Your enthusiasm bewilders me.
What's next?
Although I have to say, even I'm kind of losing interest in these games.
What's next?
Really, to you?
Yeah. That's about it for news this week, unless anyone else has something.
They released clips of the Tokyuger Ninja movie? It looks okay.
See, Lane, I want to believe you, but you said it was a combination of Tokyuger and a ninja, so I have to believe you're a filthy liar.
Hey. I love Tokyuger.
It's like a combination of sand and metal chunks.
And tracks.
It's like a combination of piss and ass.
In a sandwich.
That's nice to know, James Rolfe. Give me one quick sec.
No. Yes!
No, probably have another piece of news.
Do you have anything?
Is
you
it
have
Ultraman seconds. Related?
Actually, I think that's it for news this week.
Yeah, it's very slow news week. Yeah. No Power Ranger stuff, no... It was all toy stuff, basically.
Well, half of it was toy stuff.
Oh, and literally the pregnancy, half. Yes.
Yeah. It was Kamen Rider Mom, Heisei Rider Tamashii, and actually, yeah. 4 out of 6 stories were toy-related.
So, and yes. One was a game, so...
Actually, one of them was a game, so it was half of them.
Go see Dawn of Justice, now.
Or don't. Save yourself the money.
Hey.
You will enjoy it.
It's not worth it.
I'd rather see Zootopia.
Apparently that's a really good movie.
So. I want to go see Zootopia.
That's like saying, I could see a piece of shit or I could see a great movie.
Exactly. That wasn't supposed to be
a joke. No, but you made it sound like, I'd rather go see. Like, derivatively.
It's called an anti-joke, Sal. Whoa.
Get you with the do times. Anti-jokes? You?
Good night, everybody!
Yay.
Get the fuck out, Gar.